News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
This extraordinary day, the morning after the extraordinary night before.
Yeah, 78 seats filled out of 160, and the runaway success story is, of course, Sinn Féin. For people maybe who are just joining us, Adrian Flynn, our political analyst, our cephalogist supreme, has given us this prediction, which is worth scribbling down and keeping close to you as counts start again today. He had Fianna Fáil on 42 seats. He had Sinn Féin on 37 seats. Fine Gael, 35 seats.
Yeah. Brian Hayes, former Fine Gael minister, former MEP. Get us a government out of that, will you?
It's going to be difficult, Shane. I think there's two options. Looking at those numbers, and I think those numbers are pretty close to what's going to happen, because Fine Gael had two bad losses late last night in Cork South West and in Waterford. I think the obvious government would be a grand coalition, although probably should be called a marginal coalition now, no longer a grand coalition between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And the other potential government is a Sinn Féin Fianna Fáil government. And that's, I suspect, more likely when all the dust settles. It's going to be very difficult for Fianna Fáil, for Micheál Martin to go back from his pronouncements over the election. But it'll also be difficult for Sinn Féin, because they will have to move hugely on all the things they've promised when the reality of government hits them. And, you know, they will have a lot of explaining to do to their voters about all these promises that they made. I suspect huge numbers of people who voted Sinn Féin hadn't a notion of the things they were promising. But that, I think, is the choice. A grand coalition on one side between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, or a coalition of Sinn Féin.
Just very quickly, Brian, we can rule out Sinn Féin leading a left government. I mean, the numbers aren't remotely there for that. Would you agree?
I just think it's so fragmented. And, you know, there's at least 10 or 15 of those deputies who have no interest in going to government.
Okay. We can also rule out, I suspect, a confidence and supply arrangement. I mean, Fianna Fáil got no thanks for doing the right thing in 2016, and that Fine Gael are going to be the same.
Yeah, I sort of listening to people yesterday, I think it's clear that the confidence and supply option is now out the window.
Okay.
Most of the parties feel it just didn't do what they wanted to do.
Okay, just before you go, Brian, you're a student of politics. If you were one of Micheál Martin's advisors today, and Micheál Martin said to you, how do I get off this, though? I have said all along, it's a moral issue. I can't go in for government with Sinn Féin. What do you say to him? What's the answer to that question? Is it possible for him to get off that hook?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I mean, the most obvious government, the most compatible government, is Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in a grand coalition. The problem with that is it doesn't deliver the quote-unquote change that the mandate was given to all of the parties for. I also think there's a feeling within Fine Gael that they're quite happy to go back into opposition after 9 years hanging around government, which is a very difficult thing to do. Government is not easy, as Sinn Féin will soon find out. It's very complicated. Lots of things stop you doing things because it's the law.
Okay.
And I think that's going to dawn on people. So it will be about Fianna Fáil making a move at some point, but I suspect they need a lot of internal discussion, and they should be given time.
All right.
A lot of time before they arrive at a decision.
Brian Hayes, former Fine Gael TD and former MEP, thank you indeed for talking to us.
I'm Michael O'Regan, journalist and commentator. I seem to remember in 2016 you suggesting that the obvious government was a grand coalition between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Even more obvious now?
No, not this time, Ciarán, I think. When I suggested that in 2016, I thought it made sense. And by the way, had it gone ahead, and I can remember the late, God rest him, Noel Whelan arguing for the same, Micheál Martin would have gone into this election as the outgoing Taoiseach, because or rotating Taoiseach was on the table. No, I think I agree actually there with Brian Hayes's analysis about the Grand Coalition wouldn't deliver the kind of change that was obviously demanded by the electorate in such vast numbers yesterday.
So a Grand Coalition would be a stay of execution for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It would just be a delay of a couple of years, and then Sinn Féin sweeping the boards.
Absolutely, I think. Now, I think what may happen, though, I think we're into a political game now, and Micheál Martin is probably in the most difficult situation of any party leader in Ireland for a long time, in the sense that the numbers point now to a Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin coalition, but how does he do a U-turn? I think what will happen here, Ciarán, is that there'll be we'll see Fine Gael watching what Fianna Fáil will do. The initiative has to be now with Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, given the numbers. I think Fine Gael may suggest a grand coalition, knowing Fianna Fáil will reject it. Then it's up to Fianna Fáil, up to Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald to do a deal, and that won't be easy.
All right, well, look, we will talk, I'm sure, more between now and whenever we do get our next government in place. Michael O'Regan, journalist and commentator, thanks a million.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry, congratulations on your another extraordinary election performance yesterday from you and your brother in Kerry. Do you go along with that? Do you think the most likely option at this stage is Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin coalition?
Well, I suppose it's like this now. It's like being at a dance. The music has started. The people who want to dance on the floor are at different sides of the room. Somebody has to take the lead. It's obvious that has to be Micheál Martin. So he will be forced out on the floor, courting to look around the room and see who's his dancing partners. Now, it's obvious, by the way, the figures are stacking, that he will have to, we'll call it, reflect on what he and his party may have said before the election. I always said it was a very unusual thing for any party leader to come out before an election and say, I won't do business with A, B, C or D. I just think that's a wrong policy. I think everybody should be more open and say, well, look, we're all standing for an election. We'll see what will be the outcome of that election when the people will have spoken and given their wishes to their politicians. That's the stage we're at now. People have to act sensibly and intelligently and say, right, we've been given this mandate. We have to decide what's best for the country, what's best for the essential services, be that housing, health and all the other very important matters that have to be dealt with over the coming months and years. What this country needs now more than ever before is a stable government and people that can be relied upon to do their job of work.
And Michael, and we appreciate you taking the call so early as well after a hectic day yesterday. Just before you go, would you vote? Because I'm looking at the numbers here, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin might be one or two short of 80 conceivably. Would you vote for Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and Mary Lou MacDonald as Taoiseach? Would you vote for Micheál Martin as Taoiseach in those circumstances?
There is one thing that is glowingly evident following yesterday's poll, and that is that the people of Ireland rejected in a very strong fashion the outgoing government. So in no way, shape or fashion do the people want a Fine Gael-led government. If they did, they would have voted differently. It would be irresponsible of me not to look at the situation. And if I and my brother were asked to do anything, that would be for the betterment of the people of Kerry, first of all, and for the people of Ireland. Well, we never backed from a task or a job.
You're open to talking to them.
Well, it would be a very foolish politician this morning that would say, well, I won't talk to anybody. Okay. My attitude is our job is to talk to everybody about everything.
Fair enough, Michael. Thanks a lot for talking to us this morning, Michael Healy-Ray, there, Independent TD for Kerry.
A third Michael in a row. Mick Wallace, Independent for Change, MEP, joins me on the line. Mick, I suppose a bit of disappointment from the Independent for Change point of view. Yesterday, Joan Collins looks set to lose her seat in Dublin Central, South Central, but a big swing to the left despite that right around the country. What's your overall assessment of how things went?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the big winner was Sinn Féin by a country mile, and but some of the left that will survive are surviving on their coattails. But an amazing election. Never seen anything like it, really. But it's a very... a very loud call from the public for something different. And if we were betting on the makeup of the election now, we're probably looking at Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, despite everything that Micheál Martin said in the last few weeks. And that's a tricky one too. I mean, if Sinn Féin are to deliver on what they promised, Fianna Fáil will obviously have to abandon a lot of their principles. And if Sinn Féin abandon theirs and go with a half a Fianna Fáil agenda, that's not what the people want. The people have said no to that. So Sinn Féin would actually be better off staying out of it and in the next election rather than compromise too much now, because that would be the undone. Same as Labour are probably finished because of selling out from 2011 to 2016. And Sinn Féin had to be careful the same doesn't happen to them.
Yeah.
If they didn't go into power, if they don't go into power this time, and if the two right-wing parties form a government, you'll find that Sinn Féin will probably be the largest party. Could even get a majority come the next election.
Yeah, I understand that argument, and I see the logic in it. The counter argument people make is that, you know, they got all those votes. Lots of people have voted for Sinn Féin. Lots of people voted for them for the first time on Saturday, and they did it to put them in power. They didn't do it so they could sit in the opposition benches.
Oh yeah, and Sinn Féin want to go into power, but they've got to do it on their mandate. They cannot compromise too much, or they'll be going into power on false pretenses.
All right, we'll leave it there. Mick Wallace, Independent for Change, MEP. Mick, thanks a million.
Breed Smith joins us. I was going to say new TD, but of course you're not a new TD. Congratulations on being re-elected to the Dáil. Breed Smith for Dublin South Central. Just talk, I don't know how many of those of our previous guests you heard, but there does seem to be a growing trend here. Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin coalition. Do you see that as a likely option?
Well, look, I think if that happens, it'll be a huge disappointment to the people of this country who've clearly said, and it was repeatedly said to us on the doorsteps, no Fianna Fáil, no Fine Gael, we want something entirely different. We want them out, we're sick of them both. That's what we got continually throughout the campaign, and I think it would be a betrayal to the people to go back into a government that had either of those parties in a ruling position. And I think what we've seen is a seismic shift, an absolutely dramatic seismic shift in the way people are thinking about politics in this country. The desire they have for change, it's like another repeal moment. And we've got to stand up and honour that and really look for that change to happen.
Is a government of the left, I mean, I accept what you're saying about seismic changes, no doubt about that, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael still have close to half the seats. Very hard to put together a government without one of those two. How do you get that left-wing government that you clearly want to put together?
Well, I mean, they've less than half the seats.
Well, less, but they're close to 80 of the seats.
But that is dramatic.
I'm not doubting that, Breed.
They had 80% of the vote.
No, Breed, I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying, how do you get to a majority, a left majority that you want, without one of those two parties? I mean, how do you get to 80 seats?
Well, we could go into opposition as a very strong left, push them two together. Force them to be what they actually are, to show their true colours, which is nothing between them, no difference between them. And we could have a very, very strong left in opposition, build a movement on the streets that gets out and demands that they deliver the change that's required in housing, in pensions, in education, in health. You know, there's all sorts of possibilities. But I think it would be shameful for a party that calls itself anyway left or of the people to go into coalition with either of the two toxic traditional parties.
Breed, thanks indeed
and
for
maybe it won't happen in this election, but the next. That's the change that people need.
Okay, Breed Smith, TD for Dublin South Central, for Solidarity People Before Profit. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Let's go to Neil Richmond, the new Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown. Neil, first of all, congratulations to you. Really good day for you and for Fine Gael in Dublin Rathdown, winning two seats there. Not a good day for the party nationally, though.
No, there's no point pretending otherwise. We're delighted with the result in Dublin Rathdown. It's the result of many years, to be honest, of hard work, both myself and Josefa delivered those two seats as we promised. But nationally, things are disappointing, and we wait on today to see how final seats break down in certain constituencies as well.
We're looking at the moment, our resident cephologist, Audrey Flynn, reckons about 35 for Fine Gael. Is there an argument at this stage for Fine Gael saying, right, we've had 9 years in government, let's go to the opposition benches? Or do you think the option of a coalition with Fianna Fáil should be looked at?
I do think it should be looked at. I think it's a time for responsible government. I think, personally, we're entering the most delicate phase of the Brexit negotiations. It would be very much good to have people like the Taoiseach, like the Taoiseach and Heather McEntee involved in that. However, we do have to respect that we didn't get enough seats. We're not going to be the largest party. So if others want to form a government, then we do have to play a proactive role.
Including Sinn Féin?
well, we wouldn't be going into government with Sinn Féin. That's not our prerogative.
Okay, so it's Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, as far as you're concerned, or nothing. The problem with the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael option is it kind of ignores the fact that Sinn Féin were the story of this election, and certainly in vote terms were the biggest party.
Absolutely, but it is about responsible government. And a lot of people I've heard of, over the last 2 days, I've heard them talking about mandates and respecting democracy. We sought a mandate by saying quite clearly that we wouldn't go into government with Sinn Féin. We have to be respectful to the people who voted for Fine Gael candidates up and down around the country. That won't be changing.
Okay. What's your expectation if you had to pick at this stage? Do you think it's more likely Fine Gael will be in opposition than in government?
At this stage, I have to be honest, I'd say we probably would be in opposition, but it's a long day and indeed possibly days ahead.
Do you see a Fianna Fáil Sinn Féin government as the most likely option?
Yeah, despite the rhetoric of Micheál Martin before the campaign, I think there's a lot of people in Fianna Fáil who are eager for that to happen.
Okay, we will leave it there. Neil Richmond, a new Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown. Thanks indeed for talking to us.
Well, let me put that exact point to Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil's TD for Meath East. Thomas, congratulations on your re-election last night in the constituency, a hard-fought constituency it certainly was. Both yourselves and Fine Gael were absolutely emphatic during the campaign. No way would you go into government with Sinn Féin. Fine Gael seem equally emphatic this morning. Are Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, well, we said that during the campaign and we meant it. We are the party with the largest number of seats, according to what you're saying, although I haven't been watching it myself because I was, to be honest, a bit concerned about my own seat yesterday. And I want to thank everybody who supported me there and my campaign team as well. They've been just so loyal over the last few weeks and hardworking. So, look, we will have a responsibility there. There is absolutely no question about it. And I think the most important thing now is that there is a government that is... going to do something, in fact. That's the most important thing. Mm. I mean, the public clearly sent a very, very strong message. They want change. But what I think they meant by change is they want delivery. So they want the houses. They want people off hospital trolleys. That simply wasn't happening. And that does require a government that's going to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like now, you're saying, look, yeah, you absolutely meant it during the campaign. But look, the reality of the numbers is that you have to countenance going into government with Sinn Féin. Is that,
no,
is that
I'm not saying that because we haven't had those discussions. Like, we just simply haven't. We've all been at individual counts trying to look at what the national situation is. But what we know very, very clearly is that people want action on housing and health. They really do. And it's not enough simply to say, let's have another general election or let's not do anything or let's not do this. But look, there may well be imaginative solutions that can get us to that government in the next few weeks. I think it will take some time because the issues that we raised during the election were real and were genuinely felt and genuinely argued. And those issues have not gone away, but the public has spoken. And I think the mandate that Fianna Fáil hopefully will receive by the end of this count in terms of being the largest party in the Dáil will entail a responsibility, I think, to deliver on those issues. But how we do that at the moment, I'm not certain, to be honest.
I appreciate you're not going to start negotiations with government parties live on air, but our listeners, having listened to Neil Richmond and then you, that they're going to realise that Neil Richmond was much clearer. Absolutely no way on God's green earth are we going to sit down and talk about government formation, which would fail no matter what the numbers.
But
you're not going that far. And actually, none of your party colleagues did yesterday either.
He's coming now from the point of view of probably, I'm not certain, but I think you're saying that they're going to come third in terms of seat numbers. So
possibly.
You know, if we're going to come, possibly, yeah. We don't, and the other important thing is we don't know all of this yet because there are seats around the country that are going to be filled on the back of huge, big surpluses. And those counts, in many cases, are only really getting underway this morning.
All right.
So we have to see what way the numbers fall. But if we are the biggest party, we have a responsibility to get houses built, to sort out the problems in the health service that have been discussed and the other,
well, look,
other issues that were
as soon as we know which way those numbers fall, we might speak to you again. Congratulations again on your own re-election, Thomas Byrne, Fianna Fáil in Meath East.
And congratulations also to our next guest, David Cullinan, Sinn Féin TD for Waterford, topping the poll there with a huge, huge vote. David, you heard Thomas Byrne there. I mean, there is a very obvious government here. You got an extraordinary mandate from the electorate. It's going to be very difficult to leave you guys out of government formation. You and Fianna Fáil would probably just about have the numbers. It's the obvious government now, isn't it?
Well, first of all, Shane, I think it was an extraordinary result for Sinn Féin, not just in Waterford, but across the state. The combined Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael vote in Waterford was less than the Sinn Féin vote, which is quite extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And Sinn Féin was very clear before the election, and we were the only party that was honest with the electorate, that we would talk to all parties, big and small, after the election. And you hear from Fine Gael and you hear from Fianna Fáil this morning, again, saying that they won't talk to Sinn Féin.
Well,
not talk to Sinn
I don't
Féin.
Know if Fianna Fáil said that now, to be fair.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens over the next few hours and the next few days.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the seats haven't been filled. What we in Sinn Féin want is a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Yeah, you can't. Sorry, I'm going to cut across you, and I don't mean to be rude, but David, you're a smart guy. That can't happen. The numbers
you haven't cut across your other guests, and what I'm saying
I'm
is that,
a question.
That was our preference. That was our preference, would
right.
be for a government without Fianna Fáil or
sure.
Fine Gael. If that's not possible, the worst outcome would be a government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which is why we said we would talk to all parties, big and small, left parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, about the possibility of government. Because what we got yesterday was a very strong mandate from the electorate for change. And we have very, very high calibre people like Ona Brin, Louise O'Reilly, Piers Doherty, Mary Lou and
okay.
others, who are very capable politicians. We have the policies, we have the vision, we have the energy
okay.
and
right.
the drive, and we want to be in government, Shane. We said that very clearly before.
Okay, no, yeah, you did.
We're
you
saying
did.
It again, and we said that we will talk to all parties.
Okay.
Any parties.
So
possibility
you have been clear about this. So in terms of a government, potential government with Fianna Fáil, I think that looks more likely than a government with Fine Gael. What's the price of that? I mean, could you live with Micheál Martin being Taoiseach, or what would the terms and conditions be as far as Sinn Féin are concerned? Obviously, I know it's about introducing your policies and so on, but would you could you accept Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, for example?
Well, first of all, our price has always been to discuss our manifesto, and what we were very clear about during the course of the campaign, that the big issues for Sinn Féin were, of course, health and housing. I think there were massive issues on the doorsteps. We've had a crisis in health and housing for far too long. We want those sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously want Irish unity. All of these issues are very important to Sinn Féin. You go into negotiations with any party, and I stress big and small. So Sinn Féin will talk to the Labour Party, to the Green Party,
sure.
to others, to independents. And we'll talk, of course, to Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
You're not answering my question, though, David.
There will have to be. Well, I'm not going to discuss red lines, because that's not a matter for me, as you well know. Negotiations are about the manifestos of all the participants in any talks. And what I am saying is that we made it very clear that we will not sign up to any government that does not have very robust solutions to
okay.
The clear issues of health.
If those robust solutions are there, could you see yourself voting for Micheál Martin for Taoiseach?
I could see myself voting for a government that is progressive, that is Republican. Whoever the Taoiseach of that government is determined by the number of seats that the parties will have.
Okay.
I'm not ruling anything out. And unlike the others, we're being very clear, upfront and honest. The seats haven't been filled yet. I can't rule anything out. What I can say is that we will sit down and talk to all parties over the next number of days. And I think we'll reach out to all those parties over the next number of days. We got a very clear mandate from the people. And we got a very, very strong vote in many constituencies. The vote in Waterford, as I said, was
You should have run two candidates.
Fine Gael vote. But yes, and I think
hindsight, fair enough.
Across many constituencies, I don't think anybody, including Sinn Féin, saw the level of surge. We're still going to get a huge, huge vote, and we're going to win a lot of seats that nobody expected us to win. So that mandate has to be respected.
All right, David.
And I'm looking forward now over the next number of days. At the possibility of Sinn Féin being in government, because we don't want to be in opposition
okay.
for the next four
All right.
and a half years.
You've been very clear.
Rolling up our sleeves and doing what we were elected
All
to.
All right. Congratulations again to David Cunningham, their poll topper for Sinn Féin in Waterford.